Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of our Life by LifeWest. I'm Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of LifeWest, and I am a co-host. The other co-host is my better half, my partner in life and health, Dr. Mary Oberstein. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Good to see you. And today we've got a couple great guests on. We've got a couple that are just doing amazing things in Hayden, Idaho. We have actually, maybe he owns the town, I don't know, but we have Dr. Hayden Klein and Dr. Katie Klein. And guys, welcome to Life by LifeWest.
Thanks, Ron.
Great to have you. Was that like a coincidence that, like, you know, you're practicing? You know, if I was practicing in Oberstein Town or something like that. You know?
So I'm Dr. Hayden in Hayden, Idaho, and right in front of us is Hayden Avenue. That's the street we're on. So I guess when the listing came up, I just couldn't resist, right?
The mayor of Hayden, right? There we go. Not the mayor of Kingstown. Wow. Well, it's great having you guys. I mean, you know, Mary and I have been talking. We've been talking about this for how long?
For a while.
we knew you were coming on. We see the list, right? And yeah. And we've just been very excited about this time with you guys. It's just awesome. I'll tell our viewers, both Dr. Hayden and Dr. Katie graduated from LifeWest. Hayden graduated in June of 2020. Katie, June of 2021. Met, I believe, in school. And, you know, got married and just are doing just amazing things. And they're just very active and they're big contributors and their hearts and souls to the college and just doing great. Hayden, we've known Hayden since you were probably 1 year old, maybe 2 years old. I don't know. Hayden's father's a chiropractor, Peter Klein, one of my good buddies up in Olympia, just outside of Olympia, Washington. And so Hayden, we've known forever. Katie, we're so blessed to have you, you know, in our lives also. It's just great to see you guys. So let's jump into it, you know, and just kind of talk about to see where our conversation goes. Mira, I got a ton. Do you want to start off?
Please start. Yeah. Okay. So you guys graduated from LifeWest. We hugged you goodbye. We said good luck. And it just like we just heard great things. It was like, I know that Hayden, you called Dr. Ron a lot and spoke to him. Tell us about the journey from when you drove away from LifeWest, where you were, and I know you made a big move.
Yep.
Just kind of start the journey with us.
Awesome. Will do. Yeah. So we both left and preceptored at my father's office. We stuck around there for about a year and a half, learned a ton from my dad. He's a very, you know, successful chiropractor. So after a while, we felt like we had what it took, and we were kind of ready to start our own journey. So we moved over to Idaho. Yeah. Anything to add?
No.
But serendipitously,
yeah.
Katie, you're originally from Tacoma or somewhere like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we met in chiropractic college, obviously in the Bay Area. And then we both went back to Washington together. So yeah, it was kind of
But you found out you're like 20 minutes apart from each other. Like you grew up, like, you know, it's just crazy, you know? And then, so you got to Idaho, right? Did you even know where you're going? Or did you just kind of say, hey, we're just going to just start traveling and just start seeing what's up? How did you find Hayden Avenue in Hayden, Idaho?
Hayden.
Well, so Katie actually has some aunts and uncles, quite a bit of family about 30 minutes south of here in Harrison, Idaho. And then, you know, I have lots of friends, Dr. Max Kelly and some other friends in Spokane. So I found myself visiting this area a lot and just fell in love with it. And then we kind of looked at a map from a business perspective. When you look at our county, if you look to the east, it's all mountains. South is the lake, to the west is the Washington border. So really this whole area is expanding rapidly to the north, and Hayden is kind of north of Coeur d'Alene. So we're where everything is kind of growing to. And that was my intention with this location. I wanted to be the northernmost chiropractor in this area, because all around us is just, you know, houses, new commercial spaces. So kind of intentional with that in mind.
That's cool.
When was that? When did you find this place?
January of 20.
Yeah. So
2022.
We made a couple trips over here. Yeah. The building we're in now was actually a pile of dirt when we first found it. And we kind of over the course of probably 6 to 12 months planned our move over here as this building was being built. Probably January 2021 is when we first started looking over here. Yeah, took a couple trips over here, make sure we liked it. We brought Hattie over here to make sure, you know, she liked it, found a good school for her, stuff like that. So
I love it. You know, when you look, but by the way, you talked about the north, you talked about the south, you talked about the west, but you didn't talk about what's east of you. What state is that?
Montana.
There you go. Music to my ears. Montana. Mary and I, we have a place there. But let me ask you a question, because, you know, obviously your journey is as easy as it sounds. It's never that easy, right? It's kind of like talking to someone who comes out on a goes west, you know, back in 1883, and, you know, they don't talk about the Indians and the covered wagons and the wheels that break and all that kind of stuff, right? And I know that you had a lot of, you know, I mean, decisions that you had to make. And what I didn't do, and Katie, I really want to acknowledge you for this and even share about this, you know, I mean, I know that chiropractic wasn't your number one focus when you were in college, you know, and rightfully so. I mean, you came to school with Hattie, and Hattie was how old when you started, your daughter?
She just turned 18 months.
18 months. Yeah. And so, you know, here you are with an 18-month-old, right? You know, Hattie's father wasn't here, obviously. So you were raising your child, you know, you had your mom and your nuclear family, you know, wasn't in the Bay Area. And here you are going to college, having a daughter, making sure your daughter, I remember her being in class with you. I remember seeing her in the hallways, you know, and all that kind of stuff, you know? And so, and I love what you said that, you know, Hayden, you had to bring Hattie over to be able to make sure that she liked it. Cause she's part of, you know, obviously she's a big decision in the family, but, you know, how did that influence you, you know?
Yeah.
Having a, you know, listen, kids are wonderful. We know that, but it's a lot of work, you know, to be able to juggle all that.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I think I just blacked out those few years. Like, I don't really remember much. I do say that, like, chiropractic was so new to me, the philosophy and all of it, because I came from a completely different, like, corporate world. And I remember writing the essay to apply to school, and it was like, what is innate? And I'm like, God, I don't know. Like, Googling all of it. But I remember going to what was then called Champions Weekend, right? It's called Discovery, I think, now.
Discovery.
Yeah. So I went to Champions Weekend, and that was like my first like, whoa, of like following innate. I went there and just said yes to the process. And then that day, like, found a place to live. I found childcare, who ended up being like my bestest friend for those 4 years and became my tribe. And the move, everything, the childcare was like the most seamless thing possible. And I only could ever believe that it's because I followed that innate, like, just said yes, right? Mm. So that process of getting there was fine. It was when that first few rounds of like finals came around, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I was barely sleeping. I remember setting my alarm for every 45 minutes. So I'd sleep for 45 minutes and then study 45 minutes and just do that all night long. And there was times too where like Hattie would spike fevers like during finals week, and I know like it's because of me, right? Because like I'm so stressed, she's just having a response to me. So I don't know, it was really difficult, but you just do it.
Yeah,
she was like, why too? I mean, like, you just have to figure out to get through it.
Yeah,
you know, of all the things I've done in my life, I still can't comprehend going through college with a child.
Yeah,
even with two parents, like, it just, I cannot comprehend how that happens with sleep and all that stuff and prioritizing studies. So kudos to you. I don't, you know, I don't even know how you did that, but I'm sure. And then fast forwarding to opening the practice, obviously, and then there was two of you. Was it like splitting duties almost like, okay, you know, one of you had Hattie, the other one focused on something? Like, how, what was the process then of actually opening the business? And what did you start with? Was it like bare bones?
So initially we moved here and I had got an associate position. It just, and I'll leave it at that, that job didn't really work out. After a couple months, I was like, this is not a good fit for me. And the space, like I said, it was already being built. We were kind of already watching it. And we just kind of had to say, well, I guess this is what we're doing, and signed the contract and went for it. So initially I was working, trying to, you know, put some savings away for us. She was focused more on Hattie. And then once we kind of had to jump off the ledge and just go for it, it was just, I mean, yeah, anything we could do. She has been with us for so much of this. Yeah. And there's times where we feel bad, like, you know, oh my goodness, she's sitting in the office for 2 hours while we're painting it. But at the same time, I know how powerful it is for her to watch her parents like building something together, yeah, you know? And so it's, yeah, it's been emotional. It's been hard, but we think in the long run, we're doing the right thing. So,
yeah,
I don't think I can guarantee you that her memories when she talks to you guys about, you know, over Thanksgiving, when she comes home for college, will be about, man, I remember sitting in the office when we first, you know, first got that space, I just remember painting and I remember all the things, because that's what's, they're so indelible. And it's part of the process. It's beautiful. So then you started the practice, and obviously, you know, let's jump into the practice, you know. And Hayden, I believe that when you went to Idaho, you went there to open your practice. You did the associateship just for a time being while, I think, didn't you make like a short commitment, letting them know you're going to help out for a short while, yeah, so that you, because you knew you're up front right away that, you know, you're starting your own thing, right?
Yeah, I wanted full disclosure to let that person know. My plan was maybe a year or two, get established in the town. Cause that's one thing that is challenging, is we are brand new to this county. Nobody knows us yet, you know? So the plan was to open up in the next, you know, year or two, but it just ended up getting accelerated a little bit, quite a bit, as a matter of fact.
The universe had different plans, you know? So what's it like? What was it like, you know, building your practice? Give me a challenge that you kind of felt was, you know, that's on the top of your mind.
Build out was a huge one. I mean, that's not while we're in practice really, but just doing the build out in general, I think that's something that you're not prepared for. When you're going from ground up, there's so many like wall textures that you don't even know exist, and ceiling finishes and, codes, and where do you put an outlet? And like, each outlet is like $328. So it's very like being mindful, and like, actually I learned so much during the build out.
And, obviously we have my dad, who's been a huge role model for us and has taught us a lot, but Katie's parents are major entrepreneurs as well. And her dad, Kelly, is a contractor. Yeah. And they made three or four trips over here to help us paint, to help us, you know, decide what stuff to do with that. The owner of our building gave us this huge bill, you know, it's going to cost X amount of money to build this. And thankfully, thanks to her dad and then Katie being a bit of a bulldog, we were able to talk them down to about half of that, which if it was me, I would have said, well, I guess I need more money, you know, to pay for it. I would have had no idea how to manage that. So that was all her and her dad. Yeah. Thank goodness.
So in my head, I got this conversation going right now, because Katie, I can just hear it. You know, if it's anything like my daughters, which you definitely are, you know, I just hear it like, Dad, can I talk to you for a second? $328 for an outlet. Is that like real, or am I hallucinating? Right. Kind of deal. Right. And then he's telling you whatever he's telling you. And now you got the ammunition to go back and do that kind of thing. Right. I could just hear those conversations going back and forth like that. Yeah. And so you got it. How long did it take? What was the problem? 2 months, 5 months, 8 months?
Probably
six
months total. And then a lot, like the last month of it was all us. I mean, once the drywall was up, Me and Katie's dad, we put the lead up in our x-ray room. We did all the painting, we did all the trim. I mean, that last month of it, to save a ton of money, we really were the ones to yeah. put it yeah. together.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. Mary?
Yeah, I was going to say, so that's impressive.
Very.
Okay. So then, so it's the office is done. While it was being done, were you guys out in the community or were you just focused on getting the office ready?
So yeah, that's been huge. Katie obviously has met tons of other moms and parents at Hattie School. It's in a church, so there's a good church community there. That's been huge for us. I joined a local jiu-jitsu gym here. It was also a brand new kind of a business. So the owner and I worked a lot together. We sent a lot of people to each other's businesses, other gyms, weightlifting. So like I said, we're in Coeur d'Alene, but we live in the northern tip, which is a relatively small for now town called Hayden. I try and tell people all the time, I try and spend my money in Hayden. You know, every time I go to the bank, I think about as a networking opportunity, an opportunity to meet someone. Not that I'm trying to sell anyone anything, but just it's we're very intentional with where we spend our time, I would say, for that reason. Yeah.
Well, I think that's great because this is your community.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Exactly.
You want to give back to your community. So when you opened the doors, did you already have people lined up from like the work you did? Or was it just like, okay, hit the ground running and like tell what that process was like and how, because I know you guys, you had some pretty rapid growth.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. So a few people I did not at all try to have, you know, anyone follow me from the other practice I was at for a couple months, but it's natural that some people are going to find you, whether you tell them where you're going or not, they're going to Google you, you know? So we probably had 5 people here on the first day, and that is a scary day. The first day you open your doors, you're like, well, we're either going to sink or swim. We're going to find out pretty fast. We utilized the Chamber of Commerce to do like a red ribbon cutting. That was awesome. That kind of got us some exposure. I spoke to another small new business in town here. They were able to get into the newspaper just as like a brand new business opening. So they gave me a contact for someone to put a little article of us in the newspaper. So that was huge, got us some exposure. And then it's you know, 2023 now, there's the modern way. So we did utilize a few advertisements in the beginning, which is something we never really imagined ourselves doing. But like I said, we're brand new to this state, to this county. So it's just good to give yourself some exposure. And then I would say, because this place is growing so rapidly, the advertisements actually did well, just because you have so many people who are like, yeah, I just moved here from Orange County. I've been getting adjusted once a week for the last 10 years. I need a new chiropractor. I saw you, you know? So the combination of the timing and kind of the economy here, it just worked out really well.
How about, go Katie.
I want to add on to that. There was like other chiropractors in town where like, even I was like looking around trying to find like, maybe like I wanted to get adjusted by someone else in town to kind of see their different styles. And a lot of chiropractors in town are weeks out for their new patient appointments. Mm-hmm. And so something like that was mind blowing to us, but also like amazing for us because we were available and we had a lot of people call saying they mm-hmm. couldn't get into other chiropractors. And we're open on Saturdays and we get a ton of business on Saturdays from new patients because other offices are not open on
They're
Saturdays.
They're closed Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know? So our phones ringing nonstop on some of the times we're available and other people aren't. And like she said, this town of Hayden itself has doubled in the last 5 years in population and it's supposed to double again in the next. So that's kind of why we chose this area as well as Katie having some family here, so.
Right. Yeah. Did you guys do any digital advertising or not even advertising, social media, Instagram, Facebook, you know, that kind of thing? So
essentially, we ran, you know, just a little pictures of Katie and I and some reviews from back when we were in Washington and just to get some exposure. And yeah, that definitely helped a lot. And then obviously, once you get that base of clientele, you can kind of, you know, get referrals from there. And we'll do cute little giveaways and stuff too. Just, hey, if you bring a friend, that'd be awesome. You know, stuff like that. So
right now, would you say, and listen, I just want to you've been in practice how long? From when
seven months.
7 months, you know, you're, You're somewhere in the mid 200s right now. We don't want to necessarily give full numbers out, but somewhere in the mid 200s right now. And obviously that's phenomenal for, you know, being in practice for 7 months, right? Majority of your people right now coming from referral?
I would say, yeah, referrals, just from word of mouth. You know, obviously we network with a couple lawyers and stuff, you know, people get hurt at work, those kind of situations.
Right.
Yeah, I would say predominantly about 75% referral at this point.
Right. I would say we have a lot of one person from a family comes and then they bring their whole family and then their parents and then their sisters. And it's a lot of like, we have like one last name, but it's like a lot of them. And then
generational growth, right?
Yeah.
It's a tremendous advantage when, you know, I'm adjusting a husband and his wife and kids are in the waiting room and they see Katie adjusting a newborn, you know, and they go, oh, you do families. Oh yeah, actually for just this much more money, your whole family, your household can come. That's pretty much, how we take one person and turn it into 10. And we're just doing that over and over again, which has been awesome.
That's how we built our practice as well.
Yeah.
So I have a question. So the growth, was it what you expected? I'm wondering, like, was it what you expected or was it ever like, oh my God, this is too much. How are we going to handle this?
Or both?
I think we both, well, he'll never fail in his head. So I knew we were never going to fail. And the growth came faster than we thought it was going to. I think making the decision to hire somebody was like a really stressful moment for me because I'm so numbers, like, how does this equate? But the second we hired somebody, we jumped. And then the second we hired our office manager, we jumped again. And even when we are where we're at in our weekly numbers, we saw gaps in our schedule. And I think I'm always like, we could do more. Like,
do more.
We have so much like lag time where we're like, we get out of flow where I'm like, okay, like, let's keep going.
Get those phones going. Yeah. Like she said, we just try and keep a very positive attitude, you know, and even on the hard days, you know, we just try and tell ourselves this is going to be okay. We know we got this. We can see more. We could always do more. I just think that's a good, you know, be realistic with yourself, but also you have to have a little bit of that just as an entrepreneur. You really can't get into a mindset where you think you're going to fail. You know, you just have to know it's going to work out.
Yeah. Trust the process, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Katie, when you said yes to chiropractic, right? It's like you said, everything just flowed, you know, where you guys said yes to doing this. And it doesn't mean it's going to be, you know, unicorns and popsicles all the time, right? It's, you know, it means that it's going to be whatever it is. You know, my question to you guys is this, is that, you know, when you go through what you obviously you've had ups and downs, that, you know, we don't want to paint this picture that it was just like this, but it is a pretty strong curve, not even a curve, ascent, right? You know, a pretty steep ascent to go to where you 7 months to get to where you are sustainably, not like, oh, I popped up there and now I'm back down. Cause hey, you know, you're always texting me and kind of sharing and asking me questions and that kind of thing. But the question I have for you is, have you had the feelings? I think it's important for our viewers to hear this, that the practice has owned you at times. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like, it's running you instead of you're running it, if you know what I mean. You know, share if you had an experience like that or what you do with that experience when that comes about. Because I think that, you know, any practitioner, every practitioner has, you know, going to experience that at some point. But I'd like to hear how you guys handle that.
So I can point to a couple examples. If I even start talking about one of them, Katie's going to kind of start melting down here. We have a massage therapist in here as one of our employees, and we have yet to install a washer and dryer in the office. So right now, when we're not working, we're doing laundry, you know, to get her up to date, you know, so she's ready for the next day. So it really never feels like we have a day off. And then another thing we have, it's again, modern day, we have a program utilized. It's not our phone number, but there is a phone number people can text to reach the office. And I can think to a couple of times where, you know, I'm in the gym on my lunch break and, you know, so-and-so slipped and fell down the stairs and they need help. And it's like, you really, really don't feel like you ever get a break. That's one of the things bringing on help employees really helped with. And now I know there's someone here I can trust. And when that, you know, phone starts ringing or whatever, someone I know can handle it, you know, is capable, is on that other end. But for those first 3-4 months when it was just us, I mean, very, very overwhelmed. And we're still overwhelmed, to be, you know, quite frank. We don't really feel like we can take our foot off the gas yet. So, yeah. But I don't know, we're also enjoying the ride, so.
Yeah,
definitely not rainbows and unicorns. I mean, I'm here on, we have like Thursdays off and Sundays off, and I'm here doing, like you said, laundry. So I'm doing like pickup, drop off, folding. And then on Sundays, I'm here strictly cleaning all day long, I feel like. So there is a lot. I don't ever feel like I have a day off, and you know, it's just a grind, and I expect it to be a grind for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, the good news is that you guys recognize that it's a grind, and you probably even recognize like at some point we need to have some boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, for
so
sure.
I love that you're so young and you already know that. Some chiropractors, I know in our era, we didn't realize that till like 20 years in.
Uh-huh.
Till it was like, kind of like felt burnt out. At least you're feeling it now. So I get the grind, but, and I wouldn't even tell you right now, oh, come on, take care of yourself, have some like, do what you need to do. But just the fact that you're acknowledging that, I think is the first step.
Yeah.
It's learning little things. Like for example, when our brains go to like what space, like for me, when I get home at 6, I'm done. Work is over with. And like right when my head hits the pillows, when Katie goes, what do you think about turning room 3 into this? You know, and I'm like, oh, I can't right now. You know, I can't go there. I won't sleep.
That's a good boundary to have.
Yeah, so we kind of, she knows now, like at this time, I'm not allowed to talk about this, you know, and we're just learning each other like that every day. You know, we've been together 5 years now. We're still learning those things about each other. So, yeah.
And you work the same shifts? Are you in there always at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we do a morning shift and an afternoon shift, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, and Saturdays. We're only here for a couple hours. I will stay later. Katie usually goes home about an hour earlier than me. Otherwise, we're pretty much, yeah, same schedule. But like I said, we're seeing a lot of family, so it's kind of cool that we're both here at that same time.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mary, I think what kept us sane a lot of times, you know, being a couple, working, we got to the point where we worked opposite shifts. You know, so Mary was in, but we had associates. So Mary was in the mornings on Mondays and Wednesdays. I was in the afternoon on Mondays and Wednesdays. I worked Tuesday afternoon. She was off. She worked Thursday afternoon. I was off. So in those days, we'd pick our kids, whatever day who had that day, we'd pick our kids up at school, go to their events, do all that stuff, right? And then Friday mornings, I think I was in there when I was in town, right? And then Mary was there the other time. But one thing that really saved, that I think was probably one of the healthiest things that we put in, was we did a date night and we were religious. I mean, to the point where we had 3 sitters, two backups, because if someone canceled or whatever, we had the second person we can call, the third person. And every Tuesday, right? It was every Tuesday night. We never missed. I mean, it was sacrilegious for us to miss. The only reason we would miss is if, you know, we were, one of us wasn't in town or something was really happening that we had to be at something, but other, you know, for the kids, whatever, but otherwise, and the rule was we couldn't talk about the business.
Smart.
Yeah. Hey, start taking your wife out on date nights, right? You got to pay, but you got to set the.
It was tough. It was tough in the beginning. I remember, like, I'd be like, we'd be having dinners, and we're like, wait, can I just have 5 minutes? I just have to say something about the office. No. Go ahead. 5 minutes.
But it was like it really kind of kept our boundaries there, you know. To allow us to step away, just to hold hands and walk through the mall. I mean, we didn't have to be a lot of things we were doing, but it was also time to talk about the kids and talk about, you know, what are we doing and, you know, and where do we want to go for vacation and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we would just be able to just kind of really connect on that level, you know, because the business becomes a child in your practice. You know, it is. It's one of, it's your baby, you know, kind of deal, right? Now you have 2 kids kind of thing. Hey, I want to ask you guys a question because we got to kind of wrap pretty soon. What's your vision? Like your vision for the future, if I was to ask you, you know, for the practice and for yourselves, you know, what would you say? What innately comes up for each of you? Katie, I'll ask you first.
Okay. Our building is for sale. And so that's like what's on my vision board right now. So my big vision is to build this as fast and timely as possible so that we can afford the luxury of buying the building. And then big goal, I want to like expand to the other side. The building's 3,000 square feet. So I want to take the other half over. That's big goal. And then life, we love where we live. I honestly like we'll be here forever. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about big goals. We just.
Yeah. One reason I'd say we moved to Idaho and got off the coast is, you know, it's a little more spread out. You can actually get yourself a nice chunk of land. You know, we'd like to do the whole self-sufficient thing. We have two cows now. They're on Katie's uncle's ranch down in Harrison. We would like to eventually have, you know, our own cows on our own property, you know, our own garden, our own chickens, et cetera. There's a very big, a lot of people do that out here. So it's a great place to be kind of involved in that. Like Katie said, yeah, to continue growing the practice, I would like to have a couple associates. So, you know, I can only be here 3 days a week. Like you said, right now we have our foot on the gas, but eventually we'd like to be able to step back a little bit, take this whole building over, just kind of keep growing and expanding. Yeah, have a few more children and yeah.
I love it. Well, promise me this, that, you know, I think you have to wait another year. You have to be out for like 3 years or whatever, but you know, think, you know, you'll be a preceptor office so that our graduates can be able to come. Not our graduates, our last year's students. You don't know this, maybe. I don't even know. Our last year is completely online now. So completely. So after 10th quarter for the 14 quarter program, our students can leave Hayward and they can go anywhere in the world as long as they're working for a licensed chiropractor. And it's all online. So they could be working and do their all their clinical requirements and that kind of stuff. And they're, when you guys were here, you got into outpatient clinic like an 11th quarter, something like that, right? They're now an outpatient clinic in 8th quarter.
Wow.
So they can get through, they get certain requirements they have to hit, not the full ones, but certain requirements to enable them to go out and do the preceptorships. And 75% of our students are out on preceptorships. So please, the hallways seem empty because of that or more empty. But please, you know, think about doing that. Guys, we got to wrap. You guys inspire me, you know, really, just to kind of see what you're doing and how you're growing a community. And I think the biggest thing, Mary, is I know you're doing it out of, you know, service to humanity. Is, you know, you're not doing it for money and doing it for this. So that helps. And it's nice. And we want to live nice lifestyles. But the why is bigger than the, you know, is bigger than the reward. Right. And so I think that's so cool. But we got a couple questions we're going to leave you with. We do with all of our people that are on Life by Life West. Mary, you want to do the first one?
I'll start with the first one. And I'm going to start with Katie. Okay. With the wisdom that you have now, even though you haven't been out of school that long, if you could go back and give Katie, just starting first quarter at Life West, if you could give her advice, knowing what you know now, what would you say to her?
Just keep trusting and that, like, it's always going to work out. Yeah.
It's great.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Hayden, how would you answer that question?
Same question. I would say really lean into and foster those relationships with people, professors, your pod doc, other students in, you know, while you're at Life West, because I'm probably on the phone with 5 different chiropractors a day. You know, and that's been so huge for us, bouncing ideas off people, having that community. It's in our friend group, it's becoming a joke about like how many weddings we have to go to, you know, because we're all marrying each other. And it's just, that's been so huge for us. So I would tell myself, you know, really focus on and foster all those relationships, because they're going to matter going forward.
And they start at school. I mean, that's. Yeah.
Absolutely.
As you know, some of your best friends in life right now, and that will be, you know, that you'll be vacationing with in 40 years are people that you're in school with, you know, we're in school with, and your kids are going to grow up together and that kind of stuff. Good. Second question. Hayden, I'll start with you. Same question, 30-second answer, just innately what comes up. And this is going to be interesting for Mary and I to hear, because, you know, because we ask this to people and you guys are 7 months out. So what would you say? Same question, to Hayden, right, just graduating, what would you say to that person? What advice would you give them from what you know now?
Practice gratitude. I think when times get stressful, when your practice is plateauing, when you don't know what to do, practicing gratitude would kind of help keep your head on straight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been probably, you know, we do the give, do, love, serve for a reason. You know, gratitude is, you know, a staple in that message. And I think it can really carry you really, really far when times are tough, which they are after school. You know, it's so cliche to say the real work becomes after school. You know, when you hear that and it's finals week, you're like, yeah, whatever, to the guy on the seminar stage. But it's true. It really gets tough. But you know, practicing gratitude will carry you through.
Yeah, tough and rewarding. Tough and rewarding. Yeah. And I think the bigger rewards come from the tougher it is, right? Kind of deal. Katie, same thing. Talking to Dr. Katie, just graduating, just leaving, you know, just stepping into the chiropractic world. What advice would you give to her from where you are right now?
I would say breathe. I think that a lot of people think they need to get out of school and like hit the ground running. And I know a lot of people get out of school and they just need a moment. And I think it's okay to acknowledge that we all have different ways that we like dealt with school, and it can be a very huge stress. And so I left school, like, I gotta go, like, I got bills to pay, you know? And I think if I would have just taken a moment to breathe, I would have like set myself up. I wouldn't have been so like stressed and then now more stress.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's great. I love it.
Love that.
Wow. Great talking with you guys.
There's one thing that I just want to tell you. When you said before about, you know, that you feel bad sometimes for Hattie when you're there painting.
Yeah.
I can tell you from my vantage point now, where we have our kids are in their 30s. We have grandkids now, is that our daughters now tell us that some of the best lessons they learned were listening to Ron and I in the pool talking about chiropractic. Like when we didn't, like, it wasn't when we sat down with them and tell them about universal intelligence. It was them just like being there with us when we were doing stuff. And we were unaware of this, but they told us like, there was like just times when we just brought them along that they remember light bulbs going off and hearing things. So I'm sure when she's watching you guys work together, she's learning a lot more than you'll ever know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't ever feel guilty that she's there. It's really a gift you're giving her.
Yeah, I love that.
Though I might not feel it. It is.
I know.
It is. Well, thank you guys. You know what? It's just wonderful to have you on Life by Life West and both of you. It's just great to see both of you, actually. You know. So thank you for all you're doing, you know, in Hayden, Idaho, on Hayden Avenue. Katie with Hayden Klein, right? I'm telling you, he's gonna be the mayor one day, right? You know. Probably.
That seed, you heard it here first.
There you go. But no, really, thank you guys for what you're doing, because you know you're very inspiring, and what you're doing in your community and what you're going to continue to do and continue to build right now, is just incredible, and you know, really just inspiring. And so thank you. Thanks for joining us, for taking the time to join us. To our viewers, thank you. You know, there's a lot that was said here. And if you hear this, watch it. This is on podcast also, so you can listen to it. There's just a lot there, you know, I mean, everything from talking about gratitude to, you know, the steps that it takes, and it's, you know, it's not going to be easy, but if you keep your mind on the prize, your eye on the prize, you know, things are going to happen, you know, and just knowing why you're doing what you're doing and so much more. So, you know, share this with people, and we appreciate it right now. You know, we've got 4,000 to 5,000 people, you know, that view these and listen to the podcast, do whatever. Just share these. I mean, it's so important that people can hear this. I don't care if you're in practice for 25 years or if you're in practice for 7 months, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, there's always something to learn. And as, you know, Hayden and Katie said, that they're always learning from their friends and being able to do that. We all have to learn from each other. So thanks for being part of our part of our group, part of our community of Life by Life West and of course Life Leadership Line. We drop these every other week, the Life by Life West. The opposite weeks are the Life Leadership Line. We appreciate your support, and we appreciate that you're in this game to make a difference in humanity. So once again, from Dr. Murray, myself, from Dr. Katie and Dr. Hayden, love and appreciate all of you, and keep doing what you know is right to do. And as Dr. Katie said, just say yes, because that's what makes the difference. So until we meet again, we'll bid you adieu, and we'll see you next time on Life by Life West.
Thank you for joining us today, and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.